Well, here we are, just before 9 o'clock. Of course, we're looking forward to a great, I don't know, everything that Winthrop touches lately, it seems to go off the charts as far as great stuff. We're here today with Matt Martin. He's the Associate Athletic Director. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. You can pull that right up to you, actually.
Absolutely,
make sure your microphone was set.
There you go.
Good morning to you. We're here to talk about all kinds of great sports that have occurred. When did you start as the Associate Athletic Director for Winthrop?
I started in November.
Okay.
So really good timing, because all of a sudden it showed up, and then we had a great basketball season, went to the NC2A tournament. And
looks good on your resume.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Tennis won a Big South championship, so we were rolling. It's better to be lucky than good sometimes, for me at least, showing up and they're just winning makes my job a lot easier.
You had the winning touch.
Yeah, I like to take credit for it,
but
unfortunately, I don't believe it was me. So, yeah.
Well, one of the big things with Winthrop is folks can be involved with the Eagle Club, which folks might have been familiar with it, but I understand it's going through a really big restructuring. We'd like to see a reboot.
Yeah.
Kind of explain what the Eagle Club is and then kind of what the new structure is going to be about.
Absolutely. So the Eagle Club is our, for lack of a better term, it's our booster club. Just like a high school would have a booster club. It's our booster club, which raises money for student-athlete scholarships. So it's a big deal for us, because student-athlete scholarship costs are continuing to rise, and so it helps us offset those costs and allow for programs and that sort of thing. So it's a huge deal for us. And so one of the things that we did, and again, our athletic director Ken Halpin started, I guess he's coming up on his year anniversary today, or maybe it's this week. I'm trying to think of what the actual day was,
but
it's coming up soon. And so he's been here for a year. I started in November, and a few of our other kind of administrators are all relatively new as well. So with that, in the first year, we kind of really just started evaluating kind of some things and where we can grow and that sort of stuff. And so the Eagle Club was one of the things that I oversee, that something that we felt like there were some opportunities to grow. And so really did a lot of evaluating and soul searching and talking to our donors and our fans to see kind of what things were important to them and that sort of thing. And so we launched it, the new Eagle Club structure, on July 1st, which is the start of our fiscal year. And so it was on a Saturday, which was kind of strange, but we launched it on our website and are really excited about it going forward. Some of the changes. So we're actually having a town hall meeting tomorrow night at 5:30 p.m. in Tillman Hall, Tillman Auditorium there on campus. And we're going to go through all of the changes, all of the updates, and allow our fans and donors and such to come and ask questions and kind of do a typical kind of political town hall meeting. So you can kind of ask questions, because we do know that anytime there's change or updates to things that have been in place for a while, want to make sure that fans get a chance to have questions and kind of make sure that they are on the same page. So.
Is it pricing changes, or is it pretty much benefits that you're receiving?
Yeah, it's mostly benefits. Really, the pricing hasn't changed a ton.
Okay.
And we that was something that we did intentionally, in terms of we wanted to capture value for folks, but at the same time not just jack up prices.
Because
when you start taking benefits away and raise prices, that's never a good strategy. So really it was, all right, where can we provide extra value of the things that seem to be important to our fans, instead of maybe the things that, hey, nobody really is doing anyway, that have been on our benefit structure for a few years or whatever. Maybe we can take those away because we had two people that were signed up for it.
Do you have fancy cards, or is it like a secret handshake? What do you do?
It's a secret handshake, yeah. I tell you, but I got to kill you. We'll have cards and that sort of thing. So a couple of the new changes and the big stuff really that I think folks will be, I guess I'm guessing that folks will be mostly interested in. The biggest thing is parking. And so for our men's basketball games, we'll be charging for parking this year. Now, stipulation on that is it starts after homecoming. So homecoming's our big kind of first game blowout, and it's always packed, and we figured let's not change it all the way for that homecoming game, just because it would cause a lot of confusion. So after homecoming, we'll start charging for parking. Now, with that, if you are an Eagle Club member at our lowest level, which is $100, you get a parking pass, so you do not have to pay for parking.
Oh, that's very
So essentially, for us to drive membership is, hey, join the Eagle Club, support our student athletes, and you're not going to have to bring $5 every single game you want to come in and get. Mm-hmm.
And that those funds actually go to the team and not necessarily to the company helping you with the parking.
Absolutely, yeah.
Nice.
They'll go directly to to our student athletes in terms of their scholarships.
Sure.
And so, which is our biggest line item in terms of our budget. So.
And that parking would only be at the Coliseum, yep. not for the other venues yep. At the complex.
As
there.
Of right now, it's just okay. for men's basketball, which is our biggest, obviously, sure. Attendance, you know, piece. So, so that's where we wanted to start with and kind of start introducing that. And that was one of the things that. You know, we were a little worried in terms of how is that going to go across. No one sure. likes to pay more for parking, and we understand that. But if you look at and you really do the research on other things and kind of our peer institutions and you know, I mean, I paid $5 for parking at a free 4th of July deal last night. You know, and so
yeah.
it's gotten to be so common. I don't, you know.
People aren't going to balk at the
right.
door.
Exactly.
Like,
it's yeah. very true.
So,
it's how we want to be there. We want to park close. Absolutely. It's part of the privilege.
Absolutely.
Of that.
So that's one piece that's new. There's a few kind of fun things that we're adding. For instance, you know, we got a lot of feedback last year in terms of our concession lines and that sort of thing. And so one of the things in order to hopefully rectify that was an idea that kind of like the Disney Fast Pass where
yeah.
you can,
oh,
you,
yeah.
can, you know, so Eagle Club members will be able to go into their own line, an Eagle Club Fast Pass line. So
Express
that,
cheese for the nachos.
Exactly right. Yeah. So that's kind of a
get new, it while it's hot.
Exactly right. So it's kind of a fun, unique piece that, you know, kind of adding some of those in there that provide extra value to folks.
Sure.
That you may say, hey, it may be worth it to become an Eagle Club member for the first time, just so I don't have to deal with long lines anymore,
yeah.
and I don't have to bring $5 for parking every time.
Exactly.
You know, and so there's some things in the new benefits model. That certainly help in terms of providing little extra value that are more than anything just annoying, I think, for our
sure.
fans. You
yeah,
know?
Take so. Away those annoyances.
So if folks are not an Eagle Club member and it's one of those things, you can enjoy everything at Winthrop if you're not a member and still get the same benefit, enjoyment out of sports, but it's not necessary to be a member. But what would you say to folks who want to still be involved and they're looking at saving money where they can and they're like, oh, I don't know if I've got money to join the Eagle Club or not. How would you encourage them to prioritize some things and being like, you might want to consider this because this is what benefits we do offer.
Sure. Yeah. I think, you know, for the Eagle Club, you know, we're always obviously looking for more folks to come and join us and to be part of it on a kind of a deeper level. You know, a lot of the reasons that people join the U Club are for that extra access and getting to you know, interact
hang out with big stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and
I love him. Absolutely. He's very broad.
Everyone loves big stuff and little stuff.
And little stuff. Yeah.
We got more great. Mascots than anybody.
You do.
You know? Yeah. So, you know, so I think, you know, for folks that. A lot of the benefit really is the access and the hospitality areas and that sort of thing, being able to go, you know, grab a free soda or whatever. Mm-hmm. But also I think for the people that are, you know, tight budgets, that sort of thing, but still want to enjoy the games. You know, we just ask that you come and support us and see, all the things that our student athletes are doing. And part of that is just coming to buy tickets and come to the games and support our student athletes.
Perfect. And I think you probably feel closer to the school. I mean, I did not personally go to Winthrop. My wife did, but we live here in Rock Hill. And I think if you're a member of like the Eagle Club, you feel a little closer connection to a big university that's right here in our backyard that we share the same zip code with. And then you have a better understanding of what goes on campus, a better connection to the student athletes. So when
sure.
they do go on to bigger and better things, we can remember their win.
Absolutely. I think, you know, one of the things that we're really, really focusing on is making our, you know, particularly men's basketball, because it's kind of our biggest draw, making that a social, mm-hmm. You know, a social gathering place for people to come and see their friends, you know, see folks in the community, and you know, enjoy taking in this sporting event with them. It is really we're trying to make it a family friendly, community friendly place that's not just for your diehard basketball fan. You can go and see the same folks you go to church with and
yeah,
see the same folks
true.
You work with, you know, and enjoy a game and you know, root for the same team. It's your hometown team. And so the most interesting thing to me mm-hmm. in my first, what is it, 6-7 months now, is the fact that the Eagle Club is not necessarily our alums. It's very much a community base. If you
all
pull
right.
the numbers, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of them are Winthrop alums, sure.
sure,
but quite a few of our folks are folks that didn't go to Winthrop but live in Rock Hill mm-hmm. And use it as a place to, you know, further their business because they're in the hospitality areas and they're an insurance salesman and they're getting new clients and
yeah.
that sort of thing, or just to, you know, see folks that they go to church with or you know, live next to their neighbors, that sort of thing. And so it's really become, you know, in our view, more of a social gathering place And a fun place for people to come and enjoy a game.
A great basketball season doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Adds to the fun.
When you're rocking it, when there's 5,000 people in there and it's rocking, it sure is a fun place to be.
Well, we certainly love that we can have all this so close to home and all these great athletes that participate in the community as well. I mean, they're doing school, but they also do things that are downtown and can see them at Fountain Park.
Absolutely.
All right, so that town hall meeting is this Thursday, 5:30, Tillman Hall.
Yep.
Just to come and learn more about the Eagle Club.
Absolutely.
And if you are a current member, to hear about the new changes. And if you're not an Eagle Club member, I assume this is probably the best opportunity to learn what you can be involved in and how to play a part in it.
Absolutely. We wanted to be open to the public. So, you know, folks that just want to hear more and kind of learn and maybe are thinking about joining, you know, obviously we would invite them to come and hear more and hopefully get to know them a little bit and can explain, you know, one-on-one the reasons why they should join and to help out our student athletes and support them. And then our current Eagle Club members, you know, to just so they're aware of the new updates. It hopefully won't change a ton for them, but only good stuff, hopefully.
So. Any discounts in the gift shop?
You know what? Something we tried to get that.
Going back to the clothes.
I know it, right? That was one thing we were working toward, but we weren't able to get there. But next year, I'm confident we can get there.
Oh, so nice. Just need a little more time.
I can't make any promises, but we're trying.
So. I want a lanyard at 10% off.
Absolutely. There you go.
For sure. Well, Matt Martin, it is so great to see you. Associate Athletic Director at Winthrop University. We'll see you on the sidelines, right?
Absolutely.
What's your sport? What did you like to play, or were you more of a manager?
You know, it's funny. I played football in college.
Okay.
And this is my first school I've been at. That doesn't have football. So
wow.
I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do this fall. we've got soccer, we've got volleyball, and obviously, but it's going to be super strange on Saturdays, wondering why I'm not so busy.
You'll have to get your Panthers pass.
Absolutely. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, or choose.
I know, that's what everyone told me. I got to pick one.
Exactly, so. You do.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm open for bribes, you know.
Okay, sounds good. Well, what's your number? We'll get everybody to call you over there. What is your email address so we can get in touch with you?
Yeah, so it's Martin, M-A, so M-A-R-T-I-N-M-A, @winthrop.edu.
That sounds
good. Deal.
If any questions, give me a shout.
Okay, Matt Martin, Associate Athletic Director over at Winthrop University. Good job. Good luck.
Thanks, sir.
Have a great season.
Thank you.
For everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll see you at the town hall meeting coming
up. Thanks.
Awesome.